When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, guys?
Hello. Welcome back to Cream Crew. We had a nice little break, didn't we?
We did. This is officially episode 100 because we sacrificed the past episode 100 to the patrons. So this is official episode 100. And if you want to listen to secret episode 100, it is on Patreon.
No. So many secrets. So much time.
This is going to be episode 104, I think, or 103.
Epic.
You know, because we did this in order.
We did how do this
was,
in order.
How was everyone's little breaky break? Everyone was good?
It's good. I'm still kind of sick, but...
Oh, yeah. How'd you get sick?
I think it was an accumulation of mostly Vegas. Vegas, I think, fucked everybody up.
That's a different kind of sick, bro.
Everybody else got sick first, and then I think I'm the second wave, and I think probably there's one more wave of people who are going to get sick. I was talking to my buddy, and he's like, I think I got four different new strains of COVID. I was like, yeah.
Do you reckon that's what it is? Think it's COVID?
No, I think it's just... it's flu symptoms, but I don't think it's COVID or anything. Like, there's not a lot of the other COVID symptoms unless they've changed, but... It's been like 3 days and I feel better already. Remember when I had COVID back in the day, I feel like I was pretty fucked for like probably like a week or so, or like 2 weeks. I can't remember how long it took. Did you guys ever get COVID or no?
Yeah, I got it once.
Boys.
How long were you sick for? Do you remember?
I was sick for like bedridden for a couple of days. And then after that, I was like, took me a couple more days to get better. And then
like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
About the same.
I want to say, yeah, it was like a week. You're 4 or 5 days too, Don?
Yeah.
I remember like when it first hit me. Yeah, I think it was like two or three days of like, yeah, like miserable, like no smell or anything, all that jazz.
Oh, and that's right. Yeah, I think you had the smell thing. I've never met anyone else.
That was like always the big indicator. I remember I woke up. I was like so stuffed. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I got up and this is where I still live in Portland. Got up in my apartment in there, like walked over to the bathroom. And like now I've done this forever. I don't know why I do. I get all nervous and I smell my hand, but it's like your skin doesn't really smell like anything. So I was like freaking out. And I was sitting there and I was like, I was definitely sleeping with my mouth open and my mouth just disgusting texture. So I was brushing my teeth and I spit it out and I was like, why does that feel weird? Why is this weird? And I was like, I didn't taste, and that's what it was, is I didn't taste any of like the mint that was in the toothpaste. And I was like, oh fuck. And I opened up my mouthwash and I stuck my nose in the hole of it. And I like breathed really, really deep. And I remember I like just like dropped the thing and I like yelled from the bathroom to Allison. And I was like, I can't smell. And I remember I was so sad because me and Allison both had COVID on our birthdays that year. Her birthday's on the 26th and mine's on the 30th. And I remember by the time my birthday came around, she was fine. And she like went out and got me like a red velvet cupcake for my birthday. And I was like sitting on the couch watching X-Files, just like dying. And then she came up, she's like, happy birthday. And I was like, thanks. And I took a bite of it and couldn't taste it. And I remember a tear came out of my eye. I was like, I hate my life.
It's probably like mashed potatoes without taste. Just mush.
It literally was. Yeah. It was just like empty texture, okay. which also without the taste, it was like super weird to get down. Like I was like, I had to drink something. I was like, ugh, like this, it's just felt super dry. And it was just like an awkward throat feel kind of thing.
You think that could be a cure for obesity?
Definitely.
If people couldn't taste, so they can't taste anything.
Well, yeah, because that's the entire thing with food and addiction to food. At least my thing, too, is like it's just like a small dopamine thing. Like a taste is it gets associated with emotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like if you taste something that you like, it can calm you down. It can like make you happy. for a brief time, you know? So if that was never in the factor, you would also eat things that are just good for you that don't have that kind of response to your brain. So you would definitely lose weight a bunch. Like life would be terrible, you know, that would suck, but you would, you know, be in shape.
Yeah. You'd probably get a lot of people killing themselves as well.
There's that Ozempic thing as well. You heard of that?
No.
I did see an article where I think like all the diets, like all those diets that have been around for 20 years that like everyone's mom has tried, all those companies, you know,
like Atkins exactly. and whatever else.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. All those business models are really suffering because of, I think, this drug. I guess like it doesn't it actually work or something? And you don't have to exercise.
Are you talking about the one that the celebrities use or whatever? I feel like I've heard of something. What is it called?
Ozempic. Apparently it really fucking works. It's just, I think it can like kill you or something. I don't know.
That's always the catch 22 with it, isn't it?
That's always the fucking catch, isn't it? You're going to die.
I've heard of this though. Well, I heard the thing about it too, is that I thought that it suppresses appetite, but I also heard that it lowers risk for heart attacks.
I mean, whatever. Why wouldn't you take it?
But it's I wonder if that's just them saying that because you're losing like fat around your heart. But I wonder how much strain it puts on it. Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't know.
I'd
try it. Fuck it.
Well, I mean, if it's like the difference between dying of a heart attack or like not, you know what I mean? It kind of makes sense. So
yeah.
We should try and slip it into Lizzo's drinks and see what happens.
Yeah, she comes out and she just looks exactly like Chris Rock. Ozempic is amazing.
Oh my God. That's incredible. Except like when fat comedians get skinny and they're not funny anymore, she's not going to be able to like dance or sing like she used to.
Yeah, people go to the shows just to laugh, is what you're saying.
And she becomes a comedic spectacle.
Well, you know what's the thing about that? I was wondering about that too. Is I wonder with really fat singers and onstage people, it's associated or like it's people don't have any gripes with them standing and not doing anything for a performance, right? And I'm gonna be, I have not seen a Lizzo performance, so I can't, you know, I'm only assuming that she is like the same as like, you know, fucking
Beyonce.
Yeah, no. I assume that it's the same as like, who the fuck is that guy? That guy that had that like harmonica and he's like, look around, pretty girls, is it everything that I wanted to be? There was like a popular band from the 90s, a big fat fuck at harmonica. Doesn't matter. He didn't do shit on stage. He just kind of stood there and he kind of smiled and looked around.
Stood there and wheezed into his harmonica.
Oh, you know, it's another good song by them. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why you have to give me the run around?
That's one of the songs my dad's band used to play.
And it goes into a harmonica solo.
Yep. I feel like we're getting off track. Where were you going with this?
Lizzo, oh, sorry. Dancing. So the whole thing is that if he lost, well, the whole thing is that I wonder if people, if the fat people lost all the weight, like they wouldn't know how to do stage performance stuff probably. Right? So they'd probably look really awkward on stage, and that's when you'd be like, yeah, it's just like a fucking guy just standing there.
I thought she dances too, though.
Yeah, that's... I want to say that I have not seen... I don't have any idea.
Well, I'll tell you how it works.
Go on. Lizzo definitely does dancing, right? But what it really is an intricate, elaborate combination of pyrotechnics and like 30 body doubles. So there's an explosion of smoke. And then she quickly like runs off and another fat giant like black woman runs on and carries on the dance.
That's awesome. Through that, she can get through a whole show.
Wasn't that what was happening with her backup dancers anyway? That was part of the controversy. It was like extremely... she was making them eat
Well,
no, I mean, apart from raping them with bananas or whatever, like, I think there was a thing.
Well, I thought that she was starving them.
Yeah. Well, to be a backup dancer, to do like a crazy 4-hour dance routine every night on a tour, you know, but then simultaneously be plus size.
Please, Lizzo, can I have a Ritz cracker?
And your only caloric intake is a fucking 12 grams of potassium up your pussy
from the pussy bananas. Well, how hungry are you?
Well, I've been in a caloric deficit for about 4 months on the Lizzo tour.
Lizzo gets bigger whilst the thins get thinner. It's a crime.
Well, I think they were all plus sized, her backup singers. That was the kind of extra funny part
of it. That was very progressive of you, Don.
Well, you know. Talking about Lizzo backup singers, that's how you'd find them on Google, you know? Whereas
that's true. That's what would be on their LinkedIn.
Whereas if we were making fun of fat
people. Backup dancer.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah, that's
wait.
Funny. They start at the start of the tour. They all weigh like 400 pounds, and by the end, they're anemic.
Well, I wonder if they get fired before then too. They have to keep up the look. You know, you've lost too much weight. You're dancing for 4 hours a night, and we're not feeding you. So, tough titty.
On August 1st, three women who previously performed as part of Lizzo's Big Girls dance troupe filed lawsuits accusing the Truth Hurts singer of sexual harassment and fostering a hostile work environment.
Did you see what that journo just did there?
The
Truth Hurts singer.
Yes, I like that.
That was slick.
In a statement shared with The Independent on Wednesday, Lizzo's attorney, Martin Singer, said, in quotes, they intend to sue for malicious prosecution after she prevails and these specious claims are dismissed. Specious. I don't think I've ever heard that word. Yeah. And all Lizzo said, the lawsuit is a sham. That's all Lizzo said.
Bishop or Dupa. Fucking subtitle. Lizzo says the lawsuit is a sham.
Bot-bot-dasha.
That's good.
He says you're going to get cramps if you don't eat your potassium.
Pila ku banana bunna.
Is her attorney the guy who's like by Jabba the Hutt too? It's like the guy with the giant
he's
tail head, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's translating. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to that thing, man. I have no idea. I hope
she's
the right party won. Huh?
She's untouchable. It's a problem.
I don't know. I think she's been kind of... I don't know if she's been blacklisted from Hollywood stuff. Because I don't think I've really heard of her being in any events or anything. So I wonder if the story was just like... People are like, eh, I'm good. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going
to
touch that
Do we really need to book the banana rapist woman?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, especially if you put it like that, you're like, Jesus Christ.
So how are we feeling about the banana rapist woman? So I don't even... Her songs weren't that good.
I did like the... I did like the Truth Hurts one, that's a good one.
Why make great till they gotta be great?
Whatever, that song. That one's pretty good.
Who's the artist who does the... she's a devil, she's a bad little bitch, she a rebel. Is that Lizzo?
Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably Doja
Cat. Yeah, Doja Cat. Paint the Town Red is what the song's called.
That's a little catchy jingle, isn't it?
I love Doja Cat, man.
That makes me get into my boss bitch energy.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite Doja Cat song is You're Right, or You Right.
Oh, yeah, that to be fair, it's also
a good one, too.
You right. It's how's it
Girl,
go, Hunter?
I want you like I want me to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, was that with The Weeknd?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Look at us. We've got all this knowledge.
There's this new, new metal band that kind of has like a Deftones kind of vibe that I've been enjoying. The band is called Chig. C-H-I-G.
Chig.
Yeah. The song is called Joy. It does kind of sound like a word that you shouldn't say, but I think it's fine.
Yeah, for real.
And then
fucking Chigs.
Joy is the song by Chig. And then also there's a Verve cover of Bittersweet Symphony by a band called Deco. That's been really good too. Kind of has like some Tears for Fears vibes. So I've been jamming those quite a bit. And also, I've been listening to Bon Jovi like a motherfucker lately.
That's so funny.
God, I love Bon Jovi.
Eat fuck. You never... Hey, I sent you a picture of my delightful new trooper statue, and you fucking ignored me.
You did? Well, it probably just caught me in between texts or something like that. Let me see.
In between? What does that mean?
You know, whenever like you're texting somebody, someone texts you, the little thing goes down, you click it, and you're like, oh, and then you click out because you're finishing your thought, like that kind of thing.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
But anyway,
That is a nice trooper.
I actually meant to cancel it, and then I forgot, and it showed up on my door.
That's pretty funny.
I was like, fuck.
That's a nice fucking surprise, though.
Kind of, yeah. I was a little bit like, oh, I should have canceled this, but I didn't. I
was kind of, with the little Mad Max Fury Road car, and to have the Frazetta print in the back, well, that's a beautiful image right here.
It says, don't fuck me, doesn't it?
No. It says, I'm extremely comfortable with no pussy.
Exactly, which if anything is attractive.
That is attractive.
In a reverse psychology kind of way.
Exactly, because they're like, well, why don't they want it? You know?
Yeah, that's right. Why doesn't he want me?
I don't understand.
Why does the Sonic statue shrine in his background say he doesn't want me?
Oh,
whatever,
bullshit.
Dude. I don't need it. I'll tell you one thing. I every time I go to like the grocery store, this does not follow on at all. I guess what it says is I'm desired by men and not women. But when I go to the Hebby or whatever in my Avenge Me Brother t-shirt, almost exclusively my 24 to 35 year old white male friends of the planet Earth fucking have a wry smile when they see my jumper. No idea who I am, but they know the jumper or the t-shirt or whatever, and I'm always like, yeah. They don't know that I made this.
You have no idea that it's mine. You have no idea whose presence you're in.
What did I see the other day that kind of gave me a similar vibe? It's like the same thing with like, the fuck was it? I can't remember. Never mind. I thought I had a similar. I can't remember.
I did cringe to myself though, because I was walking by and some guy was like, "Oh, nice sweater, dude," or whatever the fuck. Because clearly he was like, you know, into the cartoon. And I went, "Ah, oh, thanks, brother." Just, you know, like brother, like thanks, brother. But then thanks, I realized brother. Only steps further that he probably thought I was like quoting the like brother, you know, ooh, brother.
That's bad.
And I was like, oh, God, I hope he doesn't. And also with my accent, he probably thought I was, like, putting that on as well. On. This fucking cringed loser.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, brother.
I don't think I like it that much, but okay, thanks.
What do
whatever,
you mean,
dude,
brother?
He has like green hair. He's not talking to anyone about anything.
He has green. Green is a very bold choice. I think you have to be very successful to pull off
Joker,
green
baby.
Hair. Yeah. That is the first thing that I think of. Yeah, there's a... The coloring your hair in general, you have to be in a pretty good place. It's like hand tattoos. Obviously, one is more permanent than the other, but I feel like you have to be in a pretty particular place in your life to pull those off.
Bro, I'm like, that is the only kind of tattoo I want, honestly.
You want a hand tattoo? What would you get?
I want gits across my fingies.
That'd be nice. I like that.
Yeah. Compositionally, it feels off, though. That's all you have.
Yeah,
you
can't
body.
Just. That's the thing. You if know? I did that, I would then have to do everything because I can't. I'm all or nothing. And you're right. Like, you can't just have fingy tattoos. You have to have, like, a lot.
When Space King kicks off, and in 10 years, when you're bald as shit, I fully expect you to be a person that has, like, the Viking beard, bald head, glasses, and, like, arm sleeves, but it's all, like, really fucking cringy, photorealistic lions and clocks. And shit.
Roses.
Yeah,
oh,
rose.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to have so many roses.
Sleeve, one sleeve
lines.
Is just completely dedicated to 40K and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That, dude, that is.
But the thing
problem.
Is about it is that you're ripped as shit, though, by this point. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know.
Does that make it okay?
I think being physically in shape kind of makes it. Well, to an extent. I think if you go into like Hulk territories, tattoos look really dumb. Like Rich Piana, I thought he looked fucking. Really, really weird with his like tribal tattoos on his arms.
Just too jacked.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just, it gets to a point. Well, that's just also me, you know, people, if they're wanting to get big, because also there's nothing, I mean, I like Rich Piana. I thought he was good. I liked his videos and shit like that, but I just would never, I have no desire to be that big, and nor would I want to be that big. I feel like I'm at a place where I'm just like, I would like to just have a little muscle definition. I don't even mind having like a little belly. I don't give a shit. Just a little bit of muscle definition.
I want to be big, but like natty big, you know, I've no interest in having to butter up doorways to like get through them.
I would love to wear a size 34 pants.
I think that's what I wear.
There you go. There it is. I would love to go in a store and not question, do they have a circus clown's size pair of pants that I can purchase?
Dude, I felt so bad. So this is a good time to clear this up. I just wanted you to know, I think about it quite frequently. And this is a good segue. When we were trying to decide merch for Cream Crew, and they were doing, like, they were sending samples to everyone. And the guy was like, oh, you know, we've got the 3X or whatever. And you said something like, do you have a 6X? I thought that was you were like joking around, because I didn't know that was a thing. And so I put 13X, lol. And then forever afterwards, I was like, oh my God. Like, when I realized that 6X is real, I was fucking mortified.
Yeah.
I made a joke at your expense. Like,
to be fair, I don't wear a 6X, but, you know, it's not like I'm the farthest off from that. I'm still a fat, gargantuan piece of shit.
Oh, okay. So it was a joke.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then fuck.
But that's, see, fine, it's still in the realms of believability. That's why it plays so well.
I was worried about that too, because then he said something about like, we don't make parachutes. I was like, oh man, I hope that's not real.
Oh man.
I'll tell you what, I only watched.
You know, the worst part about getting fat, besides like heart attack and all that stuff, is that like regular graphic tees look so stupid.
The graphic is so small.
Because the shirt is so massive. But the printer doesn't get any bigger. So it's like the tiniest print draped across the fattest body.
Oh, so I love it.
It's just like this little thing.
You've
which
got
I was,
this sick death metal print, but this is the size of a credit card in the middle of your chest.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Savage.
It's brutal.
That's cool. You're going to get on the Ozempic. And you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on Ozempic. It'd be funny if I got on Ozempic and I just got way, way fatter.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Okay, I thought this was supposed to do the opposite.
What happened?
What the hell happened here?
Well, Mr. Hancock, you carried on eating 13 pizzas a day.
Yeah, so?
So? Well, Ozempic's supposed to kill your appetite.
It did, but I was challenging myself. Oh, they have the way you can take it is, it seems like a pill, or you can take a pen.
A pen? Like a vape?
Wait, do you have to, is it both a pen? No, like a diabetic pen, you stab it into your fucking leg probably.
Just, yeah, you've got to penetrate through the like 3 inches of fat, just like,
oh my God, that sucks. I don't want to have to stab myself with this.
Can you not just take the pill?
I think you have to. I think the only way you can take it is a pen.
You got to really, like, if you're thinking about this seriously, look into it, because I'm pretty sure it can fuck your shit up.
Is it like reverse HGH? Like, you stab the parts you want to make skinnier?
No. Like I bet it just probably goes to your bloodstream.
I think...
That'd be insane, dude. Yeah. If you get fat feet and you had to stab your feet, that'd be insane. No, and also at the top it says for adults with type 2 diabetes, and I don't have diabetes yet. So give me a couple more months, baby. Maybe I'll be there.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to drink more Coke.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to get more Coke. Give me more of those Totino's party peaches.
Totino's, that's right.
This is taking Ozempic. Take Ozempic once a week, on the same day every week, exactly as prescribed. So you only take it once a week. That's not bad. I thought I was going to be stabbing myself every day.
Okay, so you've got 20% chance of nausea and a 9% chance of vomiting, 8% chance of diarrhea. I feel like a lot of these issues overweight people have to deal with anyway, though. So how do you even know if it's the medicine?
Yeah, exactly. The medicine's just constantly. I just have diarrhea yourself. Every day. All I do is eat cheese. I'm just like diarrhea every fucking day. Yeah, the Ozempic is being weird. I'm like drizzling like shredded cheese over nachos or like chips and I'm putting in the microwave. Yeah, I got all this diarrhea from Ozempic. I got chorizo. It's like chorizo meat and fucking like chips and cheese. God damn, I just slipping through me with this Ozempic. Jesus Christ.
I gotta put a warning label on this stuff. It's pretty potent.
Pretty potent. I've been having to buy way more toilet paper. Kidney problems or kidney failure. Serious allergic reactions, gallbladder problems.
Thyroid tumors.
Yeah, most common side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and constipation. You have never been constipated before in my life. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. I don't know if that's weird.
I think
holy shit.
I think Ozempic
may cause serious... Ozempic, yeah, well, apparently I have not had enough of cheese. Just when I thought too much cheese was enough, it wasn't. Ozempic may cause serious side effects, including possible thyroid tumors, including cancer. So this thing could just immediately give you thyroid cancer.
But I look great.
But God damn, I look good, but my neck is just swollen to high hell, and like my skin is blue.
Yeah,
I look like the guy from Hellboy.
That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
One of my hands is 3 times bigger than the other.
Yeah. You look the best you've ever looked, but one of your hands is 3 times the other size.
I suppose you're wondering what happened to my horns.
Well, let me tell you.
Maybe I was wrong. I thought he was talking about the blue guy with the gills on his neck.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I thought you were just talking about blue Hellboy. I was like, okay. I'll come along with this for this ride. I'm not the biggest Hellboy fan. I'm just put that out there now.
I loved the first movie when I was a kid. I saw Hellboy in theaters, I think maybe 4 times. My dad fell asleep for 3 of them.
That's good ambiance.
Just like sleeping, just like fucking gasping for air, choking.
You having a good time, Dad? You like it?
I didn't care. I was too obsessed with like what was going on the screen. I was so stoked on that movie.
It's How do you feel about Guillermo del Toro in general, like his other stuff?
I love him. He isn't like, I don't think everything he makes is a super big home run, but I think as like an artist and like as especially a lot of the shit he does is just like weird and horror focused, super like Lovecrafty type stuff. So it's always something that he's always doing something I think I'm enjoying. But his movie like Kronos is awesome. Pan's Labyrinth is really good. I thought his Pinocchio rendition was pretty good. His whole thing is he does a lot of stuff with like fallouts of war and that kind of stuff. That's like a pretty big common theme in a lot of his work. But I liked he had like a anthology series on Netflix called Cabin of Curiosities. He was kind of just the host, and I think he produced it, and other people made the shorts or whatever. I don't know if he helped write any of them, but that was a lot of fun watching that last October.
Yeah, so awesome.
Yeah, I feel like he's a respected name that I don't really know. I can't think of anything he's done.
Well,
but that's more on me.
Pinocchio, I liked like the first 3 quarters of it, but I remember really being let down by the ending. And then it occurred to me, Pacific Rim really fucking sucked. I don't understand the love for that. And then
I haven't seen it in forever.
Like, yeah, Hellboy was cool, but we were kids. Like, I wonder if it would hold up if I watched it now. So all that really leaves, at least that I'm familiar with, and like I think is the movie that makes people think of him as like a genius, is Pan's Labyrinth, which again like seemed really cool. But the funny thing about movies like that as an English speaker is when you see them, you don't actually have the capacity to judge the acting because it's all in another language. So I always wonder if like this could be just as cheesy as Pacific Rim, but I can't like detect the nuances.
That's like Korean films to a T.
Huh? Yeah, for sure.
That's like Korean and Japanese.
I always wondered,
they're so emotional.
I always wondered if Parasite was just like dog shit, but like you wouldn't be able to tell, you know? You can't hear like bad wooden acting.
How can you read their facial expressions?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that.
They don't even have eyes.
I don't think.
What
it's
if
like,
they were more like me? I'd be able to judge if this film's good or not.
I don't know if it's totally out of the wheelhouse for me to be like, I have no idea what's happening in front of me.
I can't connect with these people at all.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. I mean, the thing about like Asian culture and like their acting is it's very theatrical, so it's big. It's like really, really big. So like whenever they do stuff, it's like. Which that's like that why a lot of that shit translates over into like anime stuff, and it makes, you know, some of the cringy shit of like, she doesn't like me, whatever. And it's like a big like whatever. I think with like Pan's Labyrinth and stuff, I don't think it's as dramatic. I think it's a lot more subtle, and also it's just it's Spanish. It's not. I don't think it's as far off to English acting as like Korean and like other like Asian culture. Stuff as well.
Well, who knows?
I mean, I don't know. I think Pan's Labyrinth, I think it's a classic. I think it's just in terms of like, it's kind of has like a Ghibli vibe to it, is what I would say.
That's fair.
Kind of has like that fantastical element. The Devil's Backbone is really good too. I liked Kronos also, but also a lot of the movies you're talking about are like big, monstrous, theatrical, like supposed to be like big box office stuff too. So they could probably be perceived as not being a. You know, like they feel cheap or shitty, but they're just trying to make a profit. So it is what it is. I haven't seen Pacific Rim in a long time, but I remember not liking it very much. But I'm also not a big like mech kind of guy.
Like for me, it's like, how do you, that's my meat and potatoes, bro. How do you fuck up mechs versus kaijus? It should be impossible.
Yeah. I mean, did you watch that, Tom?
No, I saw the trailer. I knew from the off that I was like, "This is gonna be fucking gay."
Well, according to a lot of people, they liked it. They
it's become a cult classic. I think it flopped.
Yeah,
I think it flopped somehow.
Doesn't
but
it have,
it's
like,
become
Charlie
a,
Hunnam in it.
Uh-huh.
That man makes everything he's in worse.
Who
standard fight?
Oh, Charlie
you stand
Hunnam?
Your ground and fight.
Is that the Sons of Anarchy guy?
Yeah, he's English too. So why did he butcher Green Street so bad?
I just remember at the time. I remember when I was younger when this came out. I was just stoked because Charlie Day was in it, and I was like, "Oh, awesome! Charlie Day's in, you know, this thing."
I think he kind of ruined.
I mean, I don't know. Does he? Is this character that prominent to ruin it? You think
it's just like tonally, it's just all over the place. And he's just like
it's weird.
Another
man.
Layer of cheese that just bothers you. It's like this could have been kind of cool, you know.
I love that. I forgot Ron Perlman's in it.
Yeah,
I love Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman rules. The thing about this shit too is like with movies like this, it's impossible. Like I get this a lot on my channel. People are always like, you don't like anything because if you say one bad thing about something, then you hate it. You know, all that kind of shit.
Wear it like a badge of honor, bro. No, I don't like anything. So
the
what?
Thing is, I like a lot of stuff. But the problem is, like, you can, like... The problem with shit like this and trying to... You can't criticize Pacific Rim. You just can't. Because it's just... It's a big, stupid fucking robot movie where they fight giant space lizards. Like, it's just, like...
You can
it's big and stupid. Well, what I'm saying is that you can, but people, you immediately get the response of like, okay, well, it's a mech movie. Like, why are you being such a...
Yeah, but that's because they're fucking retarded and can't separate like whimsical subject matter with execution. They think because something's dumb,
I'm just saying the
like,
public. I'm saying the average viewer will not be able to discern that.
It doesn't make
And then the whole
right,
thing too is me saying...
You're smarter.
No, it doesn't, but they're the loudest. I'm just saying, I don't know about all that, but I'm just saying that it's just one of those things where it's like, you can't ever actually have that conversation because you can't also just be like, yeah, it's dumb. Movie's dumb. I like it's fine, whatever. But it's like, anytime you do that, I feel like everybody thinks it's a personal attack towards their character.
Oh, I love a dumb movie. It just has to be done well.
Yeah. It can be fun. It can be done in, both ways, I think.
I mean, I love 300. Like, that, you don't get dumber than 300, but it's fucking sick.
I think a closer analog is, like, Transformers is a dumb movie, but it's a good movie. Like, the first one, you know?
Dummy thick, am I right, boys?
Megan Fox, hooroo! Trying to think about a big, dumb movie I like. That's separate from what you guys said. I'm not the big, but the thing is, but the like I say I don't like Transformers, but it's just because I don't like like robots and shit. Like it just doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean? No, or whatever. Also, the amount of like times I saw the fucking like animation of them transforming. I'd say Blade is there for me. Oh, then
Blade, sick.
Blade 1 and 2. I'd be like, they're definitely big and stupid, but I love them. I love the Blade movies.
I've been meaning to watch the Blades again. It's been a long time. I remember 2 feeling like really, really dark in like a cool way. Like it felt those bad guys in that felt like threatening.
Blade 2 fucking rules. I didn't like Blade 3 very much, but Blade 2 was awesome.
Blade 3 is kind of funny.
I think Blade 2 has like the coolest enemies, and I don't know. It's fun. It's a lot. I think that they, because I like the first one a lot too, but I think Blade 2 is just like a better version of the first movie.
I think the next Blade should be played by Tom Holland.
Yeah, that'd be so funny. 5'2" white Tom Holland. They call him a daywalker.
Why does it matter? Why can't Blade be a 5'2" white guy?
Why the that's what it is too. Luke Goss. Awesome. He's like a stuntman stuff. He plays the enemy in that, but he also played. I didn't like the second Hellboy movie that Guillermo del Toro did, or at least it's just not very memorable. So maybe it wasn't as good. But
all I remember it's called the Golden scene with like a dark elf flipping around.
Yeah, that's the Golden Army. He's the main elf guy in that. But then in Blade 2, he's like the main vampire villain. But I think he did all of his own stunts and shit, if I remember. I just remember, I always thought he was cool. He always played a good bad guy.
It's always so tragic to me when there is like a strong element in something that is otherwise kind of like shit. Because like, what's the film I'm thinking of? There's a film I saw recently, or I can't remember, but the broad point is there were so many parts to it that were done right, but it was still let down by like its narrative or something like that. And it just makes you feel like, man, what a fucking waste. The Hobbit's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Like the casting of young Bilbo and stuff, and the fact that Gandalf, whatever his name is, Ian McKellen, still alive and stuff. It's like stuff like that. It's just like,
yeah, because I really thought the casting for like, yeah, Martin Freeman, I think, is a great Bilbo cast there.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing about, I don't know. I really wonder if that would have came first, if there would have been a complete different trajectory. Because also it's a CG mess. I know people don't like the CG and stuff and all that jazz, but it's just you have something like the most popular trilogy of all time is like an action adventure. And it feels like the Hobbit thing is more of like, it's more of like a, just a fantasy adventure thing. And then they kind of like tack on a big fight scene. You're like, why the hell is this? I also just saw the dwarf stuff, honestly, was just kind of cringe. I was like, this is just, I don't want to, I'm good. Kind of wish it was approached differently. I don't know how, but I just wish it was approached differently.
Yeah, no, it was not great. It was just too corny, whatever.
I also remember being in the theater and like looking at my friend like, should we bounce whenever, it's like the first time all the dwarves start singing together. I was like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here.
I like the singing bit when they're like doing their little melodramatic thing.
Oh, yeah. The winds were roaring. Yeah, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
No, it was nice.
We gotta go.
Get me out of here. Is kind of what I was doing. I'll tell you what, you know what movies rule? I fucking love the first two Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Those movies rule.
The first one was sick. They lost me on the later ones.
Oh, I love the second one. I don't really remember the third one very much, but the second one I thought was sick. I thought the Davy Jones looked fucking awesome, and also I liked the boat a lot. Mm-hmm. But great cast. That's like a really, those two movies are super fun. The first one's obviously the best, but the second one I still liked a lot when I was watching it.
The third one where like just some fucking great ideas, like the whirlpool gun battle.
Oh,
where
that's
the ships
right.
Are like, yeah. I mean, fuck, dude, undeniable.
Yeah.
The first one though, you're right. Like the way Captain Jack comes in on top of that mast and then it reveals
so
like,
good.
Like, bro,
Johnny so Depp kills it. There's a lot of good stuff because I feel like a lot of that movie could have been so stupid with like, what is it? Keira Knightley's Elizabeth Swann and then like Will Turner, Orlando Bloom. I could see those characters being so annoying, but I liked them in both movies. I like their characters a lot in all the movies. Also Joffrey Rush as Barbossa. He rules too.
Yeah, no, for real. Everyone
actually, it actually felt like a pirate movie, which is cool. Versus like, as just a juxtaposition, sorry to cut you off, is like, I was thinking about it mostly whenever we like the live action One Piece thing came out. And I was like, if this is like, what kind of fucking pirate thing is this?
That's the single most frustrating episode of Cream Crow I've ever sat through.
Well, it is unequivocally and unironically the best show of all time. I just was wondering.
Hey, just to bring it back to the whole underground dwarf thing, this is my little segue. You guys hear about that fucking crazy tunnels under New York?
the people call the Jew tunnels?
Bri, what the fuck?
I haven't looked into it yet. I just know it's a synagogue, or the New York City synagogue tunnel incident. What happened there?
I don't know much about it either, but
the only thing I see here is just a secret tunnel in New York City synagogue leads to a brawl between police and worshippers.
Yeah, there's just this like giant group of Hasidic Jews like tipping over benches and shit, and that you see like one of them emerge from like this fucking like drain pipe and like tries to like, he like looks left and right and like tries to hide. He almost like you know in American football where they like, they bait the person to go one way and then they like go the other way. He almost does that, and it kind of, you know, it's kind of funny because that outfit makes it hard to tell them apart, so maybe he fucking just like blended in and escapes whatever. But I don't think anything that requires underground tunnels is usually a good thing.
A small sect of Hasidic Jews had built an elaborate system of underground tunnels beneath the streets of Brooklyn for no immediately clear reason. This is I'm quoting the Rolling Stone here, by the way. But it also sparked an onslaught of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, with some well-known far-right personalities suggesting the tunnel was being used for nefarious trafficking purposes, playing into notorious anti-Jewish tropes, or drawing comparisons to tunnels made by terrorist groups Hamas, referring to them as Jewish tunnels or Zionist tunnels.
To be fair, they did pull a mattress with a big ass stain on it, like out of the wall.
Okay.
Well, yeah, here. Let me just keep reading this thing 1 second. Secret underground tunnels, blood soaked mattresses, baby strollers, getting real strong Simon of Trent vibes here, one influencer wrote, referring to a dangerous anti-Semitic blood libel conspiracy theory from Middle Ages involving the murder of a Christian child that resulted in 15 members of the Jewish community being burned at the stake. That post has racked up 1.2 million views on X, including 3,000 retweets. Yeah, so I don't. So is the whole thing is just like, was the brawl that like were the cops just like, wait, what the fuck is that? And they're like, they know, and they like ran
off,
for
beat
like,
them up. Tunnels. I don't know. All I saw was like Jew tunnels, and I started laughing, and I didn't make it much further than that. But it's pretty like, I do, you know, not to be one of the right wing conspirators, but I do have a couple theories myself.
Oh, it says 10 men were arrested following the dispute with New York City Police Department officers.
Hunter, you can't let me finish with that and then not continue to like. I just stop anyway. On not to be a right wing conspirator, but you got to let me finish out the joke.
I was, to be completely fair, I wasn't even listening. I was like reading this, trying to find a reason to what the fuck this is. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say my theory is that's what they're using to fucking smuggle Abigail Shapiro's breast milk in and out of the city. It's an elaborate system of commerce. I wanted to get at.
I wonder if it just like leads to different buildings around the area or something.
They're probably trying to find where she lives. Like, hopefully they tunnel up into one apartment.
All right, I'm going to continue reading this thing.
Yeah, okay.
10 men were arrested following a dispute with New York City Police Department officers at the Shabbat Lubavitch World Headquarters in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, a synagogue catering to adherents of the Insular Orthodox Jewish movement. The reason: structural engineers were attempting to fill in a mysterious secret tunnel which had been illegally excavated underneath the building, and a group of young men turned out to protest. So basically, yeah, it seems like structural engineers are just like, you cannot do this. Like, the building will fucking collapse. And I guess whenever they went there, the people like came out and they're like, you know, you're not going to fill in this tunnel. We need it. And that's what the ball broke
we
out.
Need this fucking tunnel.
The thing is, I wish I knew what they needed it for.
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah,
I heard one.
If you're being charitable, they're trying to expand the
expensive real estate in New York. You know, we need more space. So
that was definitely not the direction I was going. But that's an interesting perspective.
I think that's I saw that put forward. It's interesting. What are you gonna say?
Yeah, but then why the, like, I don't know. Whatever. My charitable thing was gonna be Duncan like, if you with everything going on right now,
yeah.
If I was Jewish, I'd be getting kind of squirrely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like maybe some fucking escape tunnels wouldn't be such a bad idea.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
But
the funniest part of it for me is I heard there were people like years ago, there's like old tweets that people found of like this guy that lived next to the synagogue or whatever and was tweeting that he swears up and down he's hearing Yiddish in his walls, like under his under his floor. And he's like, there's no basement, there's nothing under my house, and I hear Jewish guys like
whispering under my house.
Yeah. Just,
could it be anything involving like them, like homeless, like a homeless problem thing? Or do you think it's literally just them for transportation?
Transportating where? Is there an out tunnel? Is it like,
well, so I don't know.
Maybe it is like an escape tunnel or something, you know?
Well, not even an escape tunnel, but if it was just something where it's like the, like a cavern of connected things that connect to other buildings and stuff. When I lived in Brooklyn, I saw Hasidic Jews in like very certain spots, but it was like only in certain areas. Like they like there was a lot of them that lived in certain areas of Brooklyn. I don't know which spots exactly, but part of me wonders if it's just like if they are in that like small knit of an area, do they just like have like connecting routes between shit? I don't know why.
Yeah, most people's routes are pavements though.
Well, that's what I mean. Is like, well, I'm confused because like I don't think I've ever been to a city that's easier to commute, like travel in than New York. Yeah, it's busy, but like the subways are pretty fucking fast. Like, I mean, it's pretty easy to get around the city. In all fairness, so it's just like I don't know. I'm confused.
They're trying to transport the philosopher's the Sorcerer's Stone in secret.
Yeah, I don't. That's interesting though. What's interesting too is the guy hearing the Yiddish underneath him is really funny. It's also scary.
It's super scary.
Yeah, imagine you don't know what we all called him crazy. You know, like what?
Imagine you don't know what Yiddish is.
Laying down crucifixes on his floorboards.
Imagine you don't know what Yiddish is. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? What is this?
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know.
What a weird fucking story to come out. It's just so comical. It's so darkly funny. I don't know. Sometimes the universe is something else.
It's one of those things too. Do you think that like I was thinking about this today. I'm doing a video on this guy called Pamper Chew. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but it's a guy. He kind of has like enough not as much infamy as like Chris Chan or anything, but it's like he kind of has a following like that. Like he's a lolcow kind of guy. But the whole thing about him is that he likes taking used diapers from trash bins and trash cans and shit, microwaving them and rewearing them and squishing them with his feet and stuff. But there's like there's people online called ABDLs, which is adult baby diaper lovers. And people are like, this guy's giving us a bad rap. Yeah, we just like wear diapers. We buy our diapers. What the fuck is going on with this guy? Do you think other Jewish people were just kind of like, do you think that they were in support of this tunnel? Or were they just like, what the fuck? It's like now you're just giving, because like all of the heinous anti-Semitic shit I saw like after this was crazy. Tons of like Pennywise the Clown with like racist Junos and stuff, all that kind of stuff popped up. So I wonder if they're just like, God damn it. These fucking guys they had to make their stupid fucking tunnel to make us all look weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would 100% feel like that's probably the response. Especially because it's like the Hasidic Jews as well. It's like the
super Jews.
Almost inherently, they're like separating themselves probably from the rest of the community just in terms of how like devout or whatever they are, or how traditional and stuff. So there's probably already that kind of, I don't know, why am I giving a lecture like I know any of this shit? That would be my assumption. If there was a bunch of English people in New York City who were like, I don't know, mega English, like turbo English, and they started fucking digging tunnels everywhere, I would probably be like, come on guys, what the fuck?
Or what would the English equivalent be? Not tunnels.
What would they be doing in New York City?
Yeah, well, the whole t- the The unfortunate thing about the whole tunnel thing is it neatly plays into, you know, anti-Semitic tropes like rats and all that stuff. So what would the, like, the English trope be instead of tunnel digging?
I don't know. We're just too good, too nice. Yeah. Everyone loves us too much.
Probably nothing.
There's literally, what do we stereotype for? Politeness, I guess.
I had something shoved up my ass earlier.
Oh, why don't? Oh, that's a good segue.
Yeah, waiting for a wall.
Did you fucking you getting your prostate tickled?
Yeah, I had to. I was prostate update, or excuse me, hemorrhoid update. I was getting my hemorrhoids checked out, and they stick this fucking like. I didn't get a good look at it. I just caught a glimpse, but in my glimpse, it looked like.
Hey, doc, you're blocking my view.
Yeah, what is that? What you would want to see? Like, what is that? What? how big is it? What is the shape?
You didn't see the instrument.
Yeah.
You didn't see the instrument.
I vaguely caught a glimpse of it, and in my hazy memory, it looked like a sort of traffic cone shaped, but transparent. And
dude, there's a lot of porn like that.
Is there?
Well, just so you know, see-through dildos, so you can see all the weird pink squishy bits.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that must be what it's about. Like they, or this is just totally made up and how my memory is, you know, constructed this thing. But I think they sort of stick it up there.
Don't worry, you won't remember a thing.
Peer at the, it kind of creates a window to like check it all out.
So wait, were you sedated?
No.
So why did you have a blurry memory? Was it that true?
No. I just didn't see much of the thing because he tells you to get on the table and pull your pants down. So it was like during that process. face the wall. Don't look at me. You know?
Don't fucking look at me.
So, okay. Tell me more. What's it like?
Poof. It's, I'm not into it, as it turns out. I think a lot.
It's illuminating.
I think a lot of guys, like, you might wonder, you know, would I don't want to ever try that because I might be into it and then what? But I have the luxury of knowing.
Then I'm fucking gay?
And then I'm fucking gay. But.
Then I've got to dump my girlfriend and I'm fucking gay?
Babe, it's been great, but I love things up my ass. Sorry.
As it turns out.
Well, I could just put something up your ass. No, babe, no.
That would make me even gayer.
Stop being fucking weird.
It, to be fair, it probably would make it weird, you know?
You think so? I had a buddy that liked having a pinky up his ass.
No, I get it. Like, I get the idea of it, but I just think that it throws the power dynamics way off.
The power dynamic? You think?
Yeah, if I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to maintain a certain level of respect as a man in my household, and she knows, and I know, that at one point she was fucking fingers deep, like, controlling me like a hand puppet.
If you're trying to tell me that wouldn't make you guys closer, and, like, that, to me, I don't know, man. I think that it not only, it creates more respect, but then also, you know what it does? Is it, it shows a confidence in a man. Because also at the same time, too, if anything, it's more threatening for the woman because he's just like, you know what? After a while, you don't know if those little fingers are going to do it. Better count your days there, sweetheart. Who knows what's going to happen?
You better learn how to pump with them little hips of yours.
Come on, pip squeak, get up here.
To generate the pounds of force you need. So I don't know if that's going to work. And then you have to graduate to the kind of beings that do have the anatomy to generate that kind of thrusting power. And then you're gay again.
You'd be really funny, circle. Though, is if you just, if you were, well, I mean, not if you were gay, but if you're like, you know, I love my wife. I do want to be fucked up the ass, like, desperately. And instead of just like being like, well, I'm probably just gay. Like, it's probably, you know, I'm not attracted to women anymore or whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you, this woman had to have like a fucking DeWalt drill with like these like crazy things, like legitimate power tools, like shoving it up your ass and stuff. More! You know how many times people would probably get in fights? Like, what do you mean you didn't charge the battery? What the hell
do you mean you got a Milwaukee?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's fucking horseshit.
You come in here and you're going to shove that in my ass with a Ryobi? Are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You don't even know who I am, do you? 45 years of marriage and you don't even know who the hell I am.
Yeah, God. And then you see the, because that's the thing, right? With like post nut clarity and everything, it just instantly the whole veil
sheds
from your face.
That would be my problem. Is I know that like if I sat there and somebody was tapping my prostate and I had a big fucking splooge in my belly and I'm like holding my ankles and everything, as soon as the splooge came out, it would just be the darkest. Like my face would go pale and I'd be like, excuse me, get up and have to like
you have to do the waddle to the bathroom.
Exactly. While in the bathroom, my asshole's all fucking, you know, loosened up. I'm probably farting and shit. Whatever. Yeah.
That's savage. Then you gotta fucking see the instrument of your demise in the dishwasher the next day.
Yeah. Well, putting together a cabinet would never be the same for sure if you're using the power tools.
This is true. You Pavlov yourself to get fucking rock hard every time any kind of construction's going on.
Oh God.
Someone operating a drill in here.
Yeah, just tons of pre-cum.
Oh my God, fuck.
Oh, maple syrup pants. Maple syrup pants. Oh God. So sticky, so sticky, so sticky.
Sticky, sticky, sticky.
Yeah, I mean, even like with regular sex too, I always feel comfortable afterwards. It's always kind of embarrassing.
That's funny.
It's always like that moment where it's like the fun is definitely like, it's almost like it's clipped out of the air. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. That was fun. I don't know.
Have you ever come so hard you farted?
No, I've never farted.
Oh, bro. That happened to me once.
That must have been... I like to think that it was a big, airy fart with like a little bit of crackle at the end. And it was like something where you're like...
It was... To be fair, I was young and inexperienced. It's not my fault, but it was intense.
You didn't know.
It was very funny. I will say, no, I mean, I was just like fucking pushed too hard. You know, I got too. It just happened. Mm. Leave me alone. You know what though? Like on this subject, I guess you got to be careful.
Trying to think about how loose my asshole would be while I'm doing that to let a fart slip out. You were really running free. I feel like I'm pretty conscientious about that. I don't know, man. That's like even a young age. Trying to put myself in your shoes and try to sympathize with you a bit, but I'm like, how the fuck did you let that happen?
Put this way. You have a fucking nine. You really try and like milk it for all it's worth, pun intended, where it's just like really fucking like, pain in your forehead.
Yeah, you're even going down and you're squeezing your balls to like get all the nectar out.
I was literally, I was just like, and I just like
I think
my God, I'm so sorry. Saying,
I understand.
Did you break as if you were a girl queefing? You ever have that happen?
Like, oh,
you
my
ever
God.
Sex with a girl and they're queefing, like, oh my God, sorry, whatever. Did you do that?
No, I think like,
oh my
no,
God, I'm so sorry.
It was followed by like immediate erupts laughter. Like, it's funny. Okay.
Yeah, but, see, like, if there's any laughter in there, I have to stop. I can't do it. Like, it's done.
Well, it was the second, the brief second after it happened, I remember my eyes widened, like, in shock. In brief shock and fear, I felt like a baby lamb about to be slaughtered.
If you could replicate it with your mouth, what would it sound like?
Oh, it wasn't like a big air. It was just like...
Yeah, it'd be funny too. If it smelt super rancid and you guys laugh and you're trying to continue, and she's like, "Oh yeah, it kind of stinks." You're like, "I don't know. Okay, what could do? You want to stop or?"
Yeah, I'm trying to continue with like a fucking diarrhea Johnny full of cum. I'm trying to continue with a half chub, a Johnny full of cum and fart in the air. I keep trying to say this, but. You got to be fucking careful who's listening to this shit, because I kind of, when I'm on this, when I'm talking about stuff, I kind of operate in the idea that it's just this bubble that's never going to go anywhere. But I was fucking, some fucking girl hit me up the other day who I knew when I was like a teenager, and she was like, oh, I heard your voice coming from like my boyfriend's room. And it turns out, like, he was watching Big Brain, but he also listens to Cream Crew and shit. And, you know, I told my, like, virginity loss story on Cream Crew.
Watch out, buddy.
No.
It wasn't her. It wasn't her. Okay. Her boyfriend asked her if it was her. But in any case, my point is like, well, you know, that girl who I did lose it to is out there, and maybe she fucking hears it, and they're like, ah, you just don't think about it, or at least I don't, because I'm stupid. And now I'm all, like, self-conscious, like, what have I said? What have I said?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we've said anything. We also don't ever say anybody's name or anything like that, or, yeah. You know. Also, every time, almost every, any, well, actually, pretty much every story we ever say is always, you know, we I think that we look in the wrong. Or like look dumb.
Do you ever think
it
about
was the girl who farted?
Do you ever think about your kids listening to your Cranger library one day?
I don't give a shit. Fucking fuck them. Nah.
No, I mean I don't. I think they would, if anything, my kids would think I'm super rad
and really funny.
I would have already told them these stories.
Why can't I do this? You did this when you were fucking 15.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I'd say, well, I live to regret it, kiddo, so.
But, Dad, you're super wealthy animating. You have your own cartoon series. What do you mean?
Well, son, I died at 35 from suicide, so. I don't know how you're asking me this.
Yeah, that's why my dad killed himself at 35. I was only 2, so I never even knew him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm with you. I just don't. You know, it's not that bad.
You, Tom, I feel like, Tom, you'd leave if you're going to kill yourself, I feel like you'd leave a video message for your kids.
Hello, oh, 100%.
Hello, boy.
Oh, dude, I've thought about it. I haven't thought about killing myself, but I've thought about if I did kill myself, I would 100% leave, like, I don't know, at least 40 years of birthday well wishes.
Well, that's sweet.
Big 11th birthday.
You're a big boy, aren't you?
I only have girls, but in my head, I've just made videos for boys.
Well, I guess you're starting to learn about the birds and the bees now, eh? Probably getting yourself some sniz, chasing some skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like to be grabbed by the muff hair and throttled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little trick from your old man. Don't tell your mother, I told you.
You have the talk with what you think is your son, but it's just your daughter.
Yeah, pull their hair hard. They love that. Spank them in the ass. Slap them. Give them a good slap.
When you come on the belly or the back.
But try not to fart.
Yeah, but if you let it fart... Try not to fart. If you do fart,
just have a good laugh. Like I do. Just laugh, you know, if that's how you know you found the one. That's not your mother, by the way.
The whole time, too, you're branding the gun that you're going to kill yourself.
Yep, things didn't go so good for your old man, eh?
Wish it could have been better. Oh, well.
Well, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Would you record yourself it with one of the tapes?
I feel like, I don't know, just in case someone wants it.
Man, I wish I had that video.
I could mark it, like, I mean, tell me it wouldn't be, I guess the narcissist in me wants one of you to, like, use it as some sweet, like, fucking thumbnail or album cover or, I don't know, something.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't put the video up without it getting removed is the problem. You could have it on illegal.
You could live link or something. Somewhere, like above your fireplace.
Just a picture of you killing yourself, or like what?
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds metal, dude.
One of those moving picture frames.
Oh yeah, those are nice.
It's just like the pictures from Harry Potter. It's like the
Cerberus Snake's most wanted letter. So it's just Tom killing himself.
It would have to be a Harry Potter novelty frame as well. The whole product.
Yeah. So much fun.
Whenever you click it too, there's like sound to the video, like there's the audio, but then in the background there's like a super compressed like do.
You guys are kind of talking me into it, I'm not gonna lie.
I probably wouldn't want that. I don't think I'd accept that.
Yeah, well, at least someone should make some jewelry out of my skull fragments.
You reckon I could sell it? I wonder if you can sell something.
That would make me sad. Honestly, that would make me
sad. No. Not just the one. So I get the video, right? And then on...
That doesn't make me feel better, dog.
On flashkids.com/shop, there's like Harry Potter, you know, Tom killing himself.
I don't want a single cent. I don't want a single cent of that going to you, you son of a bitch.
to you.
You gave me the file. Yeah, you know, it'll say like 2% go to Tom's kids. 2% of the proceeds go to Tom's kids.
I would do, if I'm killing myself, I'm going to have a contract drawn up, like a will, you know.
Okay.
You know, I do. I take one of your teeth and I'd make a ring out of it. Little ring tooth.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Because, you know, I'd say, I'd be like, he was the only British person to ever actually get his teeth fixed. And I think that that's...
Yeah, nice.
And I think that that needs to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... You could get my whole, like, just my whole set of teeth and...
Well, one point, I think, cool, like, I unironically think that people would think that, okay, for I'm not going to make a fucking bracelet out of your teeth, dude.
That
it's
would
like
make
some
a
Texas
cool
Chainsaw
bracelet.
Massacre shit.
That's pretty sweet.
That would be kind of cool.
If you can have, like, one little thing, it needs to be tiny. Like, if anything, if I had a ring and it was, like, just, like, the, like, you know, like, those black onyx rings where it's, like, there's the band, but then there's, like, the big black stone in the middle. If you did, instead of the big black stone, it was just, like, part of your cranium. I think that's subtle enough to where people are like, wait, what is that? And you're like, yeah, it's my friend's fucking skull. Blast his fucking brains out of water.
That would be sick.
If I had several pieces of jewelry, though, at a point, I think people would be like, this is disgusting. You're a bad person.
Could one of you wear my eye around your neck?
It would deteriorate. It would, like, vanish.
No, like, you coat it in something that's good or whatever.
You know what I would do? If you end up doing this and I'm old enough to where I could use a cane unironically, I would put it, it would be like the little mosquito in the old man's
Jurassic
cane.
Park.
Yeah, I would do that. I'd do that with your eye.
That would be cool, dude. A little an eye cane. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Happy episode.
I was about to start dissecting both of you, but I guess it's time, isn't it?
It is time. We have to save it for another episode in the future.
That's true. That's fair.
Perhaps the premium episode.
I'm going to go.
Sign up to Cream Crew Patreon. That's the one. Patreon.com/Cream Crew for...
I just want to say I would take Don's nose and I would put it as the horn for my car in the center of the steering wheel. So when I give it a squeeze, it goes honk. That's just all I'm saying.
That would smell so gross after a while.
No.
Honk, honk.
It would smell nice.
That'd be so vile. Yeah, that would be fucked. You could, with my fat body, you could reupholster your entire car if you want.
Fuck yeah. That'd be sick.
Where do you put Hunter's hair?
I'm going to go dye.
Like, where does
my
your
hair?
Where does your
my
face?
Hair would be nice.
Well, where does your face and the upholstery go? Like, the headrest?
Do you put it in the back seat so somebody can sit on me?
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
I would do that for you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it the most un... Can you imagine getting the backseat of the car and you're like, what's that? Oh, it's my friend's face. And you have to sit on it. It's so gross.
He likes the ladies, he does.
Yeah, exactly. He likes the ladies. By this point, it's like, your car is so outdated. It's the same car you've had since 2020 or whatever. It's like, it's 2075. People are like, God, this like old ass fucking car.
You know, a combustion engine.
Yeah, people are like, I don't know if we should get a ride for this guy. Get it, ladies.
And then I fucking do it, Uber me do.
You do Uber that way. Your Uber is like a fucking cannibal murderer who skins people and like keeps adding to his car. They called it the Fleshmobile.
I like that.
All right. I'm going to get off here and I'm going to go die.
All right, cool.